Halacha Shabbos Perek Gimel Sif Kuf Chaf Zayin. We're discussing a case which a person did by mistake Beya. He did an Issa from Beya by mistake or on purpose. What is the Halacha? Are you allowed to go and use the, let's say it was fruit, you're going to Beya with fruit, are you allowed to eat the fruit? Always with objects, if you did Beya, are you allowed to go and use the objects which you did Beya with? Are you allowed to gain from your Maisa from Beya, which you did on Shabbos, by mistake or on purpose? The halacha is that with every malacha which a person does on Shabbos, then he is not allowed to use and gain from the malacha which he did on Shabbos. The same thing is by Beya, if a person did it, even if he did it by mistake, he is not allowed to have gainage from what he did and use it on Shabbos, whether it is food or whether it is usage. No difference, one's not allowed to use it on Shabbos if it was done by Issa. If it was done by Shegek, it was done by mistake, then there is some people who take on, the Mishtabur takes on the Mokum, which is a need, Mokum Atzeach, one's allowed to take on the lenient Shita, that one, but the Evet allowed to use it on Shabbos if it was done by Shegek, if it was done without Kavona. You take on when there's a Mokum Atzeach, you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. But if it was not a mistake, if it was done with purpose, but made it, then the law is, you know how to use it on Shabbos, even if one needs to. There's no hazard to use it on Shabbos altogether if it was done by made. What happens if it was, if you want to use it, you did a malacha, and you want to now use it after Shabbos. And it was done on purpose. Now, all malachas from Shabbos malacha is that even after Shabbos, the person who did the malacha is not allowed to use it even after Shabbos forever. Here, the malachas from Beya, some people want to say that one is allowed to use it after Shabbos, even the person who did it. Because Beya is a bit different because one can do a way that one can bring it back to the status which it was before the malacha. Because one can mix it up together. If you mix it up together again, you won't have any gain from this malacha which you did. So by Beya, some people say that one can go after Shabbos and have Hanara to use the object after Shabbos, even the person who did Beya, even if it was but made it, if it was on purpose. Sif Kuf Chaf Ches. A person may think that if he did a malacha from Beya on Shabbos, even if he did it on purpose, one could go and put the thing that you did Beya with back into its mixture, and we say, I haven't gained anything out of this issa which I did, because the same as it was mixed before the day, sir, I put it back into its mixture. So I haven't gained anything out of it before I'll do so. Therefore, one can think that when a person does Beya, if a person has to show does Beya, the issa, I've got a way to use it on Shabbos. I can put it back into its mixture. So clearly nothing happened anymore. So now I'll be able to go and do Beya in the way which one's allowed to do Beya and use it on Shabbos. But the law is that you're not allowed to do that, it doesn't help you to do that. Why? Because that once it's already been done on Shabbos and it got a shem from Issa, you're not allowed to do it. The Chazal says also to use it, one can't amend the Issa. The object or the food has already got a shem from also to do it, so one's not allowed to, and doesn't help you to put it back into the mixture and to make it status clearly was before the mixture. It doesn't help you to still offer to use it on Shabbos. See if Kuf Chaf Ches. كيف خفتاش تازو طلاق لايده تازو طلاق لايده إيش توسن did a bury on Shabbos that according to some shittas according to some Paskin this is not considered bury. So in such a case we don't take we take on that it is not also for you to use it on Shabbos. Since there are some shittas who say it is mutter to do it on Shabbos, we say that we don't give you a punishment and say that you're not allowed to use it if you did it the Issa. Even though the can take on at the end of the day that you're not allowed to do it on Shabbos, but since there are some Paskim who hold that you are allowed to do it, you're allowed to do it on Shabbos, we don't give you a punishment and we say that if you did it by mistake or even on purpose, then we're allowed to use it on Shabbos. The case which the Archa Shabbos brings down, the Shem the Prima Godin, is if you've got big objects, objects which are biggish and mixed together, the Tzimah Kedushin says, he's not so sure together that he's buried with it, because you see every object. But the Tzimah Kedushin says, since buried is the Issa material, one can't take on the linear. But if you did it on Shabbos by mistake, then the halacha is, one doesn't get a knas, one doesn't get a punishment, so you're allowed to use it on Shabbos. Another case is, which the Bi'ah Halacha brings down, that if a person peels a fruit on Shabbos, that since there are some Paskim who hold, you're allowed to peel a fruit on Shabbos even a long time before one eats, the person would peel a fruit on Shabbos, you wouldn't give him the punishment, and you say that he's allowed to use it on Shabbos even if it was done by Issa.